Sairam, dear listeners, and this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to the last segment of this first session of the Thursday Live. And along with me is Brother Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
To take you along to this week's Veda Jignyasa program. And with a humble prayer and with a sincere heart, we pray to Bhagwan that whatever we think, whatever we speak, whatever we do is completely His inspiration. And with this humble prayer, we shall start today's session with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram.
Yes.
Om Ganana Antva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavinkavina Mupamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Visidasadanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Sarasvatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. So Bhargav, we shall continue the session with where we had left in the last class.
Yes.
We'll go to the next lines because we have very, very short time for this week's class.
Yes.
And Vishwamevedam purushastadvishwamupajivati patim visvasyatmeshwaragum shashvatagum shivam shivamachyutam. Okay, so now we shall take the first aspect.
Before, you know, always it happens, no? Whenever in retrospect, whenever we touch upon something, Swami gives us something interesting to share with our listeners. So remember we had spoken about Hari.
Yes.
Hari is the one who captures your heart and who captures your mind.
Mind.
He is the Chitta Chora. So remember one nice simile we found about Lord Shiva. Hari is someone, God who captures your mind. So there is a beautiful depiction of Lord Shiva where he, in one of his hands, he catches a deer.
Okay.
This looks very strange, how someone can catch a deer, and that deer will be actually jumping.
Like a jumping deer.
Taking a leap.
Leap.
But it's controlled by the, by two fingers of Lord Shiva. And actually if you have gone to Shanti Vedika, our
Hillview Stadium,
there's a big statue of Lord Shiva where in his left hand he catches the deer. So this is where this Hari name actually has a lot of significance. The deer is nothing but our wavering mind. You know what? Human beings.
Yes.
Swami says monkey mind, which is bitten by a scorpion and drunk like a monkey. So here the Hari means the one who catches and controls your mind, which is wavering as a deer. Because deer is very chanchala. Means it's very, very wavering. It doesn't stay.
Very fickle minded.
Very fickle minded. So if you surrender to Him and leave it to Him, He will actually go take over your mind and control it for you and give you the stability of mind. So that is one meaning which Hari also gives.
Yes. So the next aspect we shall go into is Vishwame Vedam Purushasya.
Purushaha. So means the one who is there in everything. The universe is filled by this Purusha. So how to know? We all like it's a known thing that Lord pervades everything. He's everywhere. But how to find Him out? So this is always a big enigma for all human beings. But Swami gives a lot of hints in this. Like once He says that you have milk, you can't see the butter in it, but when you churn, when you churn the milk, the churning process results in the butter coming.
The butter coming out.
Yeah. So in the same way, one nice example, one nice definition, which is given by Shirdi Sai Baba in Shirdi Sai Satcharitra. He says, who is Sai Baba? He just gives the definition, and I think it will be very apt to share it with all our listeners. He says, you need not go far in search of Me. Bearing your name and form, there exists in yours as well as in all beings a sense of being or consciousness of existence. That is Myself. Knowing this, you see Me in you and all beings. If you practice this, you will realize the all pervasiveness and this, and thus attain oneness with me. So basically he says that if you just strip yourself of your personality, whatever you feel is yours, so what is left in you?
Means I think there is no identity left.
So what is left in you is nothing but me. So sounds so nice and fascinating.
Bhargav, do you remember me sending you one PDF document of Swami's discourse which he delivered on July 20th, 1996?
Yeah. Today only I saw, correctly.
Yes.
Very interesting one.
In that discourse, Swami starts with telling that in Vedic times, it was a habit that as we were checking out for what to present for Aradhana Mahotsavam, we came across this. How God is worshipped during the Vedic times, by the sages and seers. Swami was stating four different forms,
four ways
of worshipping. First one is the Satyavati Aradhana.
Sounds very interesting.
Second one is the Anyavati Aradhana. Third one is the Angavati Aradhana. And the fourth one is the Nidanavati Aradhana. The first one as the...
Not heard this any time. It's a very new concept to all of us.
But Swami, it's so beautiful that when we start inquiring into what each one stands for, it's very, very clear that whatever Vishwame Vedam Purushaha, till now whatever, that will be very clear when we go through the first form of worship, that is the Satyavati Aradhana. This tells that in every inch, in every atom of this universe, that divine spark is present.
Oh, it pervades everything.
The divinity is present in every every being, every cell.
Probably that's why Satya means, Satya means the truth.
The truth, the ultimate truth.
Is there in everything.
Everything. And when you come to the aspect of Anyavati Aradhana, Swami beautifully tells that when you, this is the next level where all the Panchabhutas, the Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, we start worshipping each one individually. As you all know, in the Indian culture and spirituality, we have the habit of worshipping everything in nature.
We're worshipping as God.
Because all of us are made of these five elements.
Yes.
So they are God for us.
Yes.
So the next level when you go, which is called the Angavati Aradhana, our body, our human body is made of five elements.
Yes.
So the five elements, we imagine a form, we attach a name to that, and we worship the name and the form.
Okay.
So if you think of the form, the name is automatically comes on your lips. And if you chant the name, the form automatically comes in your mind.
Yes.
So both are inseparable.
Yeah, Swami says that.
Yes. This is the form of Angavati worship.
So actually Swami is giving a manifestation, like how you, when you start worshipping, it is probably the ladder which he is asking us to climb.
Yes.
Probably from Angavati is easier. If someone starts his worship, someone starts his, takes his first step towards God, the one which is very easy is Angavati.
And then Swami comes to the last form, that is the Nidanavati form, wherein Swami beautifully, elaborately tells that the devotee worships God through the nine forms of devotion.
So means you already have a form, you already have a name, now how to worship it?
Yes. So Swami is taking us through that ladder as you were telling Bhargav.
So first Nidana means slowly you start.
Nidanavati,
slowly start worshiping. There is no hurry, patience. And then you go to Angavati, probably when you get fruition, when you get fruition in that, probably then you go to Anyavati, which is worshiping the whole nature as God. And then it will take you to the ultimate level where you know that truth is...
All this, the chara and achara aspects of the nature of this universe
is pervaded by
the Lord.
Oh, so this is so beautifully, it brings out this thought of Vishwam Eva Edam, means the whole Vishwa is nothing but the Purusha.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And then if you go to the next one, Tad Vishwa Upajivati, means the whole universe subsists on him, means... Not only the whole universe is him, but the whole universe, it takes its sustenance from him only. So again, there's a really beautiful experience for this. I remember one of our senior brothers who works in a super hospital. He was sharing with us. So, you know, there's a very emotional time in a student's life when we pass out and when we start leaving.
Outgoing
batches, and then exams are over and we are going. So we all line up and, Swami, please give us some vibhuti, prasadam. Some people want some guidance from Swami. Some people want to stay back here. So there's a very emotional and poignant time, that whole setting. And you know what? It is so sweet that even Swami sometimes
feels for that.
He becomes very emotional. Oh, they're all leaving me and going. I remember. So in this one particular occasion, Swami sees few of them going. Many of the boys of that particular batch going, and this boy, this senior brother of ours, were sitting there. He stayed back in his works here. So what happens was, in on this day, Swami comes to them and then says, "See, all have just left me and gone outside, because you know everything outside. Everything is there outside. Means boys are thinking, oh, there is something coming. There is some special message is coming. So then Swami asks, correct, na? It will, yes. See, everything is there outside. What is there? Nothing is here. Nothing is there here. Everything is outside. Then he shows his palm. Swami shows his palm. Just extends his palm and says, see my hand. It's empty. There's nothing here. So boys thought, my God, there is something coming, very special. Then the next statement which Swami makes is like profound, like something which will wake us all up, strike you. So Swami says that everything what people are going for is actually nothing.
Okay.
But this nothing which is there in my hand is actually everything. Wow. You are all, when I heard that also, it was like, wow, awe-inspiring. Because from him, whatever he is the one who is the creator, and everything comes out of him only. So
correct.
From nothing, everything comes. But if you think that everything is everything, that's actually nothing. If you go back to the source, that is him, everything sustains by him. So this puzzle of everything, nothing, nothing, everything takes some time to understand, I think.
Yeah. This is so beautiful. And there is one more, this is one of the birthday discourses of Swami, wherein Swami was telling how pure and sacred are the Sathya Sai Seva organizations which Swami himself has established. And every inch of that organization is suffused with selflessness.
Yes.
Because Swami had started all these organizations with a purpose of spreading love and service.
Yes.
So then Swami goes on to tell, he challenges the entire world, who can give education free of cost?
Wow, correct.
And I am not at all scared to announce this. I am not at all scared to give such free education and free health care. And Swami tells, this is only because of pure and selfless love that there is no fear in me.
Yes.
Swami emphatically tells. And then he tells, Brahmanandam paramasukadam kevalam jnanamurtim dvandvatitam gagana sadrusam tattvamasyadi laksham ekam nityam vimalam achalam sarvadi sakshi bhutam. And then the next line comes, e rupam.
Oh wow.
Swami tells. And I'm telling, when Swami is see, the shloka ends with sarvadi sakshi bhutam, and when the next punch line comes, it just runs a chill through your spine.
Yeah.
And whom are we dealing with? Whom are we worshipping?
Whom are we seeing? Whom are we listening?
Yes. Every day we are seeing that beautiful form. And he is the one who is sustaining the entire cosmos, entire universe. And such a learning experience when you listen to that discourse.
No, and not only that. The next point also comes that he is the one who is Shashvatam, Shivam, Achyutam, everything. So in this also, remember, you had a very sweet experience about one of the very senior, very sweet devotees of Swami, Geeta Raman Garu.
Actually, when she tells...
you remember you had told me that she was going in a car.
Now I'm reminded of that. Because when you think that God pervades the entire place, better believe it.
Yes.
Because otherwise he has to come down and make you believe it. And then this happened with Dr. Padmanabhan's daughter, Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, when she was in the US, she had the habit of making her child sit behind when she was driving and keep the seat next to her empty. And then when the child asks her, Amma, why you are keeping the seat next to you empty? Then she tells, this seat is for Swami. And incidentally, on one of the drives, during one of the drives, she drops a pack of CDs on the seat. And then when she comes back to India, Swami calls them for an interview and told, you tell us that, you tell everyone that you are keeping that seat for me and you are dumping all the CDs and there is no place for me to sit there.
No, because when you are telling that it is for me,
you are putting all those things in his lap. So this is how Swami reinstates and doubles our confidence, our faith in him, that he is everywhere.
Yeah, he's actually sarva, sarvam vedam sarvam. Everywhere. He's a Vishwame Vedam Purushaha, Tadvishma Upajivati. So everything sustains by him, everything is provided by him. So there is, the next one, Patim Vishwasyatmeshwaragum. So Pati, and you know, all we all know what is a ruler, an owner, a sovereign, someone who's a head. But one more, if you just go to the Sanskrit dictionary, there is one more meaning which comes, which says root. He is the root of everything. He's the main basis of everything, the root of everything. So, you know, we had a discussion also once before that Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, it talks about Purushottama Prapti Yogam, which says, it seems the phraseology of this chapter is so apt to describe this creation. It says, Urdhva Moola Madhashakam Ashwattham Prahuvyam. Means, this creation is nothing but
an inverted Ashwatthatri,
which is the roots are above, which take sustenance from the Lord.
Yes,
and the root, the stem and the branches and the leaves are below, which are the gunas which sustain this manifested universe.
Exactly.
And then I don't know if I request the listeners also, once if you have time, you can see our. There's a museum on the hilltop, the Sanatan Sanskriti Museum. There's a beautiful depiction of this tree, the inverted tree, with all this explanation. So whenever you have time, you can actually come and see. It actually says root is nothing but something which is down. In terms of spirituality, root is something which is up. Pati is something which is up.
Yes. I think we are running out of time. Sorry, listeners. This session was a very, very short one, because the Vedam chanting from the Sai Kulwant Hall is waiting for all of you. And we do request the listeners to write your feedback and share your thoughts and ideas to listener@radiosai.org or WhatsApp them to 9393258258. And with a humble prayer to Bhagwan that every thought, every word and every action of ours is inspired by him, with this humble prayer and with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram, we bring this session to a close. Om Yadakshara Pada Bhrashtam Matra Hirantu Yad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Pada Padaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Saishwara Aparadha Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyamati Mam Matva Kshamasva Saishwara Anyadha Sharanam Nasti Tvame Vasharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksharaksha Saishwara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Saishwara Arpanamastu.